The most poignant factor of the Christian message is love, a divine love that will never, never let us go. We sing now the hymn medley, Love Divine and O Love That Will Not Let Me Go.
Love Divine, O Love Excelling Joy of Men to Earth Come Down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, for thy faithful mercy's crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion,
was the all-inclusive love of God the Father that gave to us Jesus the Christ upon the cross, and thereby salvation is created.
Yeah.
now. Take it easy, you gotta come back again. Ready? I know you'll want to sing after hearing those young folks sing. There's something about hearing someone else sing that I feel gives us the urge to want to do a little something ourselves. Maybe not quite on the same level, but after all, it doesn't have to be professional singing for us to get a good deal of enjoyment out of it and to render praise unto God. So let's turn to number 16, and number 43 tonight. We're talking tonight about the promises and the assurances of God. And you'll notice that number 16 is standing on the promises.
Okay. Someone's lights are burning up. Two-tone Pontiac, tag Z23316, Missouri, yellow and brown car.
Thank you, Joe. Number 16, standing on the promises, and when we finish that, number 43, blessed assurance. Let's all stand as we sing. Number 16.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. For in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
All right, if you get off your knees, you'll make it a little better. That's pretty good. You've done good singing, but if that's standing, I know you can do better. The second one, all right.
Standing on the promise that cannot fall.
Singing blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. All right.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Yeah.
hear that story. This is my story.
Alaska, car number 56709, your lights are burning.
We have on our platform this evening the Oklahoma Baptist University male choir. Dr. Warren Angel is their director. But just prior to their singing, I'd like to make this announcement that those associated with the Home Mission Board, please come to the platform as soon as the choir departs. They'd like to have you back in the chairs here to the back of the platform, those associated with the Home Mission Board. Now, Dr. Angel, if you'll come and introduce the choir and the numbers they're going to sing.
Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. In excelsis Deo.
Following through with the theme of our convention, Giving God the Glory, the Bison Glee Club has sung Glory to God in the Highest. For all that God has done to us, we ought truly to be grateful, so grateful that we want to lift our hearts as we sing and rejoice.
Sing and rejoice.
Yeah.
Our spiritual now tells the story that Southern Baptists are seeking to play in our own parts, in our own churches back home. It's the story of Moses and the children of Israel as he led them out of the wilderness, putting Pharaoh in his place. Mercer Shaw comes to sing the part of Moses. Miss Kay Braden is our angel. The perfect picture of the Southern Baptist Convention is sons and daughters reborn gathering together to sing Hosanna. And thus is our next anthem, Sons and Daughters of a Land Reborn, Gather and Sing Hosanna. Bill Littleton sings our solo.
Sons and daughters of reborn. Gather and sing Hosanna. Rise and greet the newborn glorious dawn. With floats our victorious banner. Out to the our voices rise. In praise of a dream fulfilled. And daughters singing to the skies. A hymn that never will be still.
Let each Harlan hill and cry.
Greatly enjoyed that music by my own boys and girls. For this is the Oklahoma Baptist University Group, and I am their relation. We come now to the time for our scripture lesson and meditation to be led by Brother Miller of Tennessee, who will come now, please.
Our scripture reading is from Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Arise, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. May we pray together. Our Heavenly Father, tonight we are grateful for Jesus, our Savior, who is the light of the world. And it's in his name tonight that we meet in this session of our convention. And it's in his name tonight that we come to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We humbly recognize tonight, our Father, that thy blessings, the benedictions and the benefits of the Lord upon us as individual people, as various churches, and as a great convention have been too numerable and numerous to mention. But it's in the spirit of gratitude that we come to humble ourselves tonight and thank the Lord for his wonderful blessings. And if we know our heart tonight, Lord, we want to do as the scripture instructs us to do, we would arise in the spirit of our Lord and shine. In this old world of darkness and sin, we would be the light of the world as Jesus shines through us. Bless us in this session tonight. We pray thy blessings upon our great home mission board. We thank thee for the cooperative program. We pray as the various ones appear on the program here tonight, the blessings of our Heavenly Father will be upon them and speak through them. Bless our president as he shall preside, and may we be conscious of the presence of our Lord, in whose name and for whose sake we humbly pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Miller. We have made time tonight by waiting before the Lord. It's been very difficult for many people to come, and they're still arriving. And we will be patient, of course, and we will try to have everyone see that everyone has his own time. I would remind you, please, that we have a wonderful program tonight culminating in the Home Mission Board's report and presentation of the work. And you will remain through it all, I know. We come now for the next item on our program, and that is on the commission for the American Baptist Theological Seminary, Brother Sedbury, the secretary.
Mr. President, the report of the commission on the American Seminary is found on page 250 of the Book of Reports. I move you, sir, the adoption of this report.
You have heard the motion as made and seconded that the report be adopted.
You must discuss it before.
Yes.
We will wait for the vote upon it until following the discussion.
I'm glad to report that 1954 is the best year that we've ever known at the American Seminary. This has been due to a new interest in the American Seminary by the National Baptist Convention, representing 4.5 million Baptists. A new emphasis on ministerial education by the National Baptist Convention under the leadership of their president, Dr. J.H. Jackson. A record contribution has proven this new interest because they have contributed during 1954 over $44,000 compared to a $15,000 or $20,000 contribution in previous years. Now, the American Seminary is owned by 8 million Southern Baptists and 4.5 million National Baptists, making 12.5 million Baptists that are supporting the American Seminary. 2 million National Baptists of America have the opportunity of attending this seminary. Thus, 14.5 million Baptists are interested in this one school. I'm not going to make a speech tonight. I'm just going to present the program. First, we're going to have a song by the seminary quartet. Then we'll follow an address by Dr. R.W. Riley, president of the seminary, now closing his 10th year of service. Then we'll have greetings by Miss Primrose Funches, who is a member of Dr. J.H. Jackson's church in Chicago and represents him as she brings greetings to us from President Jackson and tells us something about their desire that we may continue with them until we build a great seminary there. Then we will close the program with a selection by the seminary quartet again. So first of all, may I present to you the seminary quartet. They will now sing for us.
Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Now David was a shepherd boy in Gilgal, right and shall go joy. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Now Joshua was the son of Nun. He never quit. His work was done. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah.
Done told you what done. Told you twice, there's sinners in the hell for shooting dice.
Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah.
President Starr and messengers, I wish here tonight at the outset to express my gratitude for the privilege to bring brief greetings to you during your deliberations here this afternoon. For more than a decade now, you have been gracious enough to allow me space on your program, and as I come today, I'm happy to greet you in the behalf of the National Baptist Convention, USAINC, and the institution which we all support and love, but more in the name of Christ, our Lord and Master, with whom all true believers seek more and more to serve. One could not look upon you here today without being singularly impressed with the effectiveness of your program, what you have done, and what you will be doing in the future. Through your convention, you have combined your church life in such a way that your achievements and service in the work of the kingdom of God almost a marvel of the 20th century. However, as we gather here today as Christians, we know also that all is not well with our time. Our age is one of great transition and magnificent growth, and we often find ourselves taxed almost beyond our capacity to keep abreast of what is going on all around us and before our very eyes. Our individual sins, our national and international evils seem to threaten to destroy our gains as fast as we make them, even our entire civilization. It is not difficult to observe that our day is a day of materialism and worldliness, and we as Christians are in this world as the only saving element to be found. Our people today and tomorrow will look to the church and its leadership as the only leavening influence to guide them and to see them through on to the civilization and the society in which our descendants must live and work. In the midst of world confusion and frustration, the satanic influences with which we have to contend, we must never lose heart. We must open our eyes to the fact that God has given us these days, and through Him, He will make us equal to the tasks which lie before us. He can give unto us the greatest victory over evil of which we have ever heard. But He can only do so by our submission to Him in a rededication of ourselves, our resources, and our future to the hastening of His full reign on this earth, and upon which we now live and dwell. Today we end the greatest program of church building and of the expansion we have ever experienced. How great shall be our calamity if we major on church buildings and neglect the cause of education and missions. Just as well as a well-provided facility and facilities are not all the elements which go into the making of a home, likewise our church can become inactive and lose its reward if it fails to fulfill its mission in an ever-increasing way, to train others who will continue to go forth and make more disciples for the cause of Christ. We are called upon today to create a climate in which the soul of every believer shall have no rest until others at home and abroad shall have heard the gospel story and have given themselves over to Jesus, our Lord, as we ourselves have done. Then again, the church must be reminded that its task in the world is more than singing, praising, and worshiping God. We need come face to face with the realization that work, service, yes, work in a dirty world, are as much or more important than praise and worship. For Christ sent us forth in this world not to worship per se, but to serve Him, and serving Him is basic in the relationship we assume to our brothers. We must somehow or another establish a kingdom of brotherhood on this earth, lest we fall short of the expected one in heaven. We call for time like those of old, when the church preached the gospel of contrition and conviction. The church must develop not only a strategy and our scheme, but a spiritual atmosphere that once a person comes in contact with its influence, that individual will find it necessary to seek for the illumination from the darkness of his soul, without which he would not dare try to exist. May what you do here this week bear a rich testimony to your faith, and may you ever grow in spiritual effectiveness and Christian grace as you face the days which lie ahead. And may God bless all of you. And may you pray that the Spirit of the Lord and Savior Christ shall redeem us and shall save us, and pray for those of us of all faiths, and particular those of our faith, and the National Baptist Convention with their great numbers far and near, to bring to pass the kingdom of God on this earth. Thank you.
Miss Primrose Funches, who assisted in raising the $44,000 for the seminary this last year, will now bring greeting.
To the honored president, the Southern Baptist Convention, Dr. Storr. To the officers of the Southern Baptist Convention, Dr. Sedberry. Delegates and friends, I'm deeply grateful for this unusual opportunity that have been given me by Dr. Sedberry to come before you at this time and bring you greetings from the National Baptist Convention and its distinguished president, Dr. Joseph H. Jackson of Chicago, Illinois. May I say to you that the National Baptist Convention and its president is deeply interested in the growth of the American Baptist Theological Seminary at Nashville, Tennessee. We have been able to do more for this school than we have ever done before. It is the uttermost desire of Dr. Jackson that we have one school, that we have coordination in our work, that we have an overlapping now. We are trying to maintain too many schools. And the National Baptist Convention have decided that the American Baptist Theological Seminary will be the school, and that we are going to do our part. You can rest assured that Dr. Jackson will keep his word. He pledged to the American Baptist Theological Seminary last year $50,000. I'm happy to say to you tonight that we were successful in raising $53,000. We are going to raise for the next 4 years $50,000 for the American Baptist Theological Seminary. I wish for you to know that we deeply appreciate the interest that is being manifested by you and the fine work that is being done by Dr. Sedberry. May I say to you also that Dr. Sedberry has been invited to the National Baptist Convention in its annual session in St. Louis, Missouri. He was presented to the convention by the president. He has also been invited to our executive board meeting in Hot Springs, Arkansas. He has been invited to Memphis to put before the brethren of our convention the work of the American Baptist Theological Seminary. We look forward to a greater school. May I say to you that we receive two benefits from the $50,000 drive in our convention. We were successful in interesting 40 new students to come to the American Baptist Theological Seminary, and we attracted a better class of students. We have a number of college men and women. We are hoping to build a worthwhile scholarship. Therefore, we are hoping the day will come soon when we may interest the women of this convention and that they will help us to prepare the young women of our convention for Christian service, missionaries at home and abroad, and for the gospel ministry. May I say to you again, on the behalf of Dr. Jackson and the National Baptist Convention, we thank you a million times. And Dr. Jackson hopes that the day will come, the day will never come, when we will not have fellowship and that we will not be working together as a convention, as National Baptist Convention and Southern Baptist Convention. It was hope in God that enabled the Hebrew boys to go into the fire of furnace. It was the hope of Queen Esther that made her appear before the king to save her people. It was the explicit hope that Daniel had when he faced the lion's den. It is our hope, it is our definite hope, that we will be able to do as much as you are doing for the American Baptist Theological Seminary. And may I say again to you that Dr. J.H. Jackson, the eminent pastor of the Olivet Baptist Church and the cultured, refined president of the National Baptist Convention, will keep his word 100%. We're grateful to you. We are grateful to Dr. Sedbury. And we want you to know that we not only appreciate Dr. Sedbury, but we appreciate what every other Southern Baptist is doing for us at the American Baptist Theological Seminary.
Get on board,
poor little children.
Get on board,
poor little children.
Get on board,
poor little children. There's room for many more.
Get on board,
poor little children.
Get on board,
poor little children.
Get on board,
poor little children. There's room for many more.
That gospel train is coming. I hear it near at hand. I hear them car wheels rumbling, rolling through the land. Get on board,
poor little children.
Get on board,
poor little children.
Get on board.
For the children, there's room for many or more.
The fare is cheap and all can go, the rich and poor are there. No second class aboard this train, no difference in the fare. Get on board,
for the children,
get on board,
for the children,
get on board,
for the children, there's room for many or more.
Oh, get on board,
for the children,
get on board,
for the children,
get on board,
for the children, there's room for many or more. Children,
get on board.
Oh, little children,
get on board.
Oh, little children, there's room for many more.
You've heard all this with great delight and with great benefit, I'm sure. We are ready now for any discussion that might be from the floor, any questions you would like to ask, or. And I hear none. Those in favor of the adoption of the report will please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. And it is so carried. Thank you very much, Brother Sedbury. Brother.
Yes, more lights. Chrysler from Nashville, Tennessee, your lights are on. There has been turned in traveler's checks which were lost evidently by R.I. London. R.I. London lost his money. And he may pick it up at the lost and found counter. And if you've lost anything, you may inquire there. The lost and found counter is adjacent to the information booth. If you find anything, turn it in there also. W.D. Bartholomew, C.V. Martin, at the information booth are urgent messages.
Thank you, sir. We come now to the order of business concerning the Executive Committee's promotion report, and Brother Ruth will present to you Brother Moore, who will have charge of the program.
Mr. President and messengers to the convention, I cannot escape this opportunity to say that when you get on board with the cooperative program, you have a part in training these young men who sang for you tonight. The Executive Committee is charged by you as the Southern Baptist Convention with the general work of promotion and publicity for the Southern Baptist Convention. That work is under the leadership of Dr. Merrill Moore, who is the Director of Promotion, and Dr. Albert McClellan, the Director of Publications, who has handled the work of the publicity for this convention so effectively. I should like first to present to you Dr. Albert McClellan, and then Dr. Merrill Moore, who is the Director of Promotion and will have charge of this section of the program tonight. Dr. Moore.
Dr. Ruth, Mr. President, brethren of the convention, Dr. Norris Palmer and members of the Promotion Committee and members of the World Evangelization Committee will present the recommendations to the body.
Brother Chairman, the recommendations that are brought to you by the Promotion Committee through the Executive Committee are found on pages 17 and 18 of your book of reports, with the exception of recommendation number 5, which was adopted too late for inclusion in the book of reports. You will find it in your daily bulletin for today. The first of the recommendations will be presented by Dr. Albert McClellan.
That we reaffirm our conviction that the cooperative program of Southern Baptists is the fundamental, effective, and indispensable channel of providing for the needs of all of our work, and that we continue through every means at our disposal to urge all Baptists to join in giving the cooperative program their loyal and undivided support.
A year ago, this convention appointed a special committee which has through the year been known as the Committees on World Evangelization. This is headed by Dr. H. Guy Moore of Texas. Dr. Moore and his committee and the promotion committee have worked together throughout the year. And now the second section of this report, or the second group of recommendations, come to you having been submitted by the Committee on World Evangelization, worked out with the Promotion Committee, and the chairman of the committee will use members of his committee to present these recommendations under section number 2 in your book of reports. Dr. Moore.
Dr. Palmer and Mr. Chairman, these recommendations will have meaning, of course, only in the light of the full report of the committee that you will find in your book of reports, pages 269 through 273. Some of the members of the committee, Dr. Wade Bryant, Dr. Warren Hike, Dr. John W. Raley, could not be here this evening, but the other members of the committee are here, and they will present portions of these summary recommendations, bearing in mind that they are a summary of the full report. First of all, Dr. Harold Seaver, and then Dr. Paul Caudle, Dr. Leon Latimer will present these recommendations in order. I will bring them to a close.
Recommendation 1, that all the agencies and facilities of our convention be enlisted to secure under God's call and leadership additional missionary personnel, that the month of June be set as a month for the dedication of young people to Christian service, that means be sought to encourage business enterprises to appoint Christian personnel in their foreign operations. Recommendation number 2, that we call upon all the local, state, and convention-wide educational and promotional facilities to educate our people in the need and enlist their personal support in a great World Mission Advance program.
Part 3 of recommendation number 2, that plans be made to give every possible assistance to our home and foreign missionaries and the national workers on their specific fields of operation. Part 4, that we call upon our home mission board through its departments of evangelism to seek a plan whereby we can cooperate with other Baptist bodies, such as the American Baptist Convention, the Negro Baptist Conventions, in a great nationwide evangelistic crusade or emphasis during the year 1958 or 1959. In correspondence with American Baptist leaders, genuine interest has been expressed in this great undertaking for Christ, and that we call upon the executive committee of our convention to confer with the various agencies of the Southern Baptist Convention and with representatives of other Baptist conventions in North America, looking toward the announcement in 1959 of a 5-year program of advance which will culminate in 1964, the date of the 150th anniversary of the organization of Baptist work on a national level in the United States and North America.
Item number 5, that we call upon our state conventions under the direction of the executive secretaries to plan statewide world mission conferences similar to our state evangelistic conferences, or that major emphasis be given to world missions in the existing state meetings. Item number 6, recognizing that the cooperative program is the continuing and sustaining lifeline of all of our work, we call upon the churches to pray and work for a missionary spirit, to adopt a worthy budget, to include the cooperative program on a percentage basis, to increase the percentage to the cooperative program each year, and to seek an ultimate goal of at least 50% of its gifts to world missions.
Number 7, recognizing the urgency of our times, we ask that the proper steps be taken immediately to put this program into operation, and that 1957 be set for a convention-wide emphasis on world missions. Remembering that the individual, number 8, remembering that the individual is ever the key to success, we call upon every pastor and member of our Baptist churches to dedicate himself personally to match this urgent hour with his best. 8 million Southern Baptists constitute too great a power to escape the solemn responsibility of failure to win America and the world for Christ.
Recommendations number 3, 4, and 5 of the Promotion Committee will be brought by 5 members of the committee: Mrs. Gordon Madry of North Carolina, Brother John W. Wood of Virginia, Brother B.J. Martin of Texas, Brother Carol Chadwick of Texas, and Brother Horace Adams of South Carolina.
Number 3, to carry out the plans previously approved and to implement the suggestions of the Committee on World Evangelization, we recommend, first, that the period 1956-57, commencing in October 1956, be designated as World Missions Year, and that its implementation include the following: increase emphasis on world missions through the cooperative program, continued emphasis upon the objective, every Baptist a tither, encourage churches to adopt a goal of at least 50% of all resident members tithing by the end of 1957. Encourage churches to contribute to world missions through the cooperative program on the percentage basis. Urge all churches to contribute at least 6% more of total undesignated budget receipts through the cooperative program in 1956. Make preparation for this increase in 1955.
Designate Christian Stewardship Week, October 29, November 5, 1956, as World Mission Week, and use it to launch the year of world mission emphasis in for 1957. Increase emphasis on world missions in the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention in 1956 and 1957. Urge the states to use this theme of world missions in 1956 annual state conventions. Encourage intensified emphasis on world missions in the fall of 1956 and all of 1957 in all Southern Baptist Convention, state, and associational meetings, including summer assemblies, Sunday school, training union, BSU convention, and special World Mission Convention, if feasible. In connection with the emphasis on the percentage plan of contributing to missions through the cooperative program, encourage the churches to increase their percentage for 1957 by an amount which would at least be equivalent to $1 per member. Churches which have not yet come to the percentage plan would increase contributions at least $1 per member.
Request all Southern Baptist and state convention agencies and institutions to join in the World Mission Emphases for 1957. Plan a Southern Baptist Convention Stewardship Clinic or workshop for 1956 and undertake to work out plans for similar projects in states, associations, and churches. Designate one Sunday in June 1957 when young people would be